It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani Dumelanga Pshini Molweni Bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mbele, the most handsome 32-year-old. On the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup. Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I definitely don't buzz alone. I definitely buzz with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives. Ooh. So little time. Tongue twist. That was for me. Hi.
Hi, Blue. How are you?
Yeah, my tongue was twisted in there. But I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man.
I'm fantastic. Are you finally excited to see this love month come to a sad end?
The love month definitely came to a sad end.
Haibo.
Under normal circumstances, I'll be happy to see this silly, silly month come to an end.
Yeah.
But this year, the month came to a very, very sad end.
Yo!
What with Ricky Reek passing away and whatnot. It was, that's not the end that we saw coming.
Yeah, ne? Yeah. You know what? We'll talk about the passing of Ricky Reek because it ties in quite well with what we're going to be talking about today. But definitely, we want you to be highly interactive once again on our social media platforms. And we hope that you're going to be engaging with us and having, it can be quite a heavy conversation, but it's a very honest conversation. I think in all the podcasts and all the conversations we've had, probably this is right up there with the most sincerest and the most honest and also personal conversation because it speaks to you as a person. Oskar, what are we talking about today?
Like you mentioned earlier, the month of love just ended, and we all know what happens during the month of love. You know, it's the boyfriend and husband Olympics.
Yep.
You know, especially on the 14th.
Yep.
And I think there's a consensus in the country.
Yep.
That Lerato Ganyogo's husband always wins the husband Olympics every year. And this year he outdid himself.
Once again.
Gifted her a damn hotel. I mean.
Yeah, which left you feeling some type of way.
You know. So what are we talking about now is the whole concept, and we're going to try and unpack that. The whole concept of loving out loud.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing it more and more on social media. Like, go on to Instagram,
yeah.
Go on to Facebook, go on to Twitter, any social media you can think of. The first thing, even TikTok, the first thing you see is a girl with a bunch of roses or a picnic or a romantic dinner. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know, my bae did this for me. My person did this for me.
Yeah.
This is what me and my person are doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Loving out loud. When did we get here?
Okay.
And it might sound like I'm hating, which I'm not, but when did we get here where we feel we have to shout from the rooftops to say, I love this person so much, or this person loves me so much?
I see. And I think we'll try and have this conversation in two folds, right? I think there are two elements to this conversation. There's the Lerato Ganyogo conversation. And we'll talk about the Ricky Reek concept behind the conversation. Because both of them tally into the conversation in very different contexts, but they all tally to the conversation.
Yeah, they speak to the same thing.
And now rather than, we'll save Ricky Reek, for the end because he was just amazing as a human being and condolences once again to the entire country, entire African continent. We as a creative and Khumi as a fellow creative, we can safely say we have lost one of the greatest.
Yeah, no, definitely.
One of the greatest to ever
do it.
We'll talk about it later, though. Let's come back to the hotel and the stadium. Lerato Kanyako a bit quickly, fast. I think let's start here. The month of February, whether you are into it or not, whether you think it's a scam or not, whether you think it's just a commercial or marketing gimmick.
Or like me, you think it's a waste of damn time.
Yeah, I understand. Whatever, wherever you sit on the fence with, as far as this matter is concerned. One thing we can definitely agree upon is that we ought to celebrate love. It doesn't necessarily have to happen in February. In fact, it should happen as frequent as possible. It doesn't have to wait for a specific month, a specific day for you to do it. You are supposed to, as part of the love languages that we spoke to with Dr. Zender when we had that conversation, and with JP as far as love languages are concerned. It is something that one needs to be doing consistently. But now we having a conversation to, as Khosrowshahi said, to what degree do we express this love? And one of the things when we talk about this is we human beings are wired differently. And I suppose maybe it will answer the question of loving out loud and where does the concept come from?
You know, when I mentioned Lerato, it was because it's on the backdrop of Valentine's.
Yeah.
You know, having Valentine's just passed and everything. But like I said, if you go onto social media any day of the week, there is somebody doing some grand gesture of love.
Yeah.
And I'm not hating. I'm not hating. If that's your kind of thing,
By all means,
do you, boo-boo. You know, but is it now, okay, let me phrase this correctly. Whenever I see such posts, I ask myself, has this now become the standard in relationships?
Yeah.
That when my person does something sweet for me, I need to share it with the world.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. 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 And let me tell you the risk of doing that, right? Social media. Vusi Tembegwayo had a post fairly recently and spoke to it quite beautifully, if you ask me. China, despite, I personally firmly agree with what they're doing in terms of their moderation of social media.
Yeah.
So on a weekday, children have access to it about an hour, if I'm not mistaken.
No. They've regulated the social media and internet usage.
Yeah, and in the weekend, I think it goes to about 3 to 4 hours. I firmly agree with it because social media can be toxic.
Very.
In fact, if you've read the Facebook report that came out last year, which they submitted to Mark Zuckerberg, the founder, one of the recommendations and one of the things that came out of that report is that there are a lot of teenage and there are a lot of suicides that have come from the cause and from the use and from people consuming what they see on social media and them thinking that they've little or they are inferior to.
They think that is the norm.
That is the norm. That is the standard. Yes. And I posted in one of my quotes and this week and I said, social media has made fake real and has made real fake. I don't know if that makes sense. Let me say it again. What is fake has become the real. So it is what we've now perceive as the reality. And if there is something that is actually real, it then becomes fake.
Yeah.
So where I'm going with this, when you go to now, when you start loving out loud on social media, remember, by virtue of having followers, you now invite them to your happiness. You invite them, whether it's directly or indirectly, whether it is invited or uninvitedly so, you invite them into that space. Mm-hmm. They buy into whatever, right? Now, in recent instances where, like, for instance, we've heard about Mini Dlamini getting divorced. Mm-hmm. Now, and rightfully so, they need their privacy. But somebody can say, but you had a very loud...
Yeah, and you invited us into that
space.
Yeah, it's into that happiness. Why can't we be part of the
sadness? So now you invited us.
Yeah.
Loudly, with all the sponsors, with television, you name it. Mm. Now, we can't... you're not invited. So that's the risk you run when you love out loud. Because... And we've seen it. And celebrities, unfortunately or fortunately, shame, they fall into this. This is the greatest sort they fall into.
You know why this concept fascinates me so much?
Like, yep.
It fascinates me
yep.
so much because I don't have the patience for it.
Mm.
You know, when I'm with my person, I'm with my person.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about shooting cute videos for TikTok or for Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, if we do take photos or selfies together, I'm not thinking, oh, this is going to be cute for Instagram.
Yeah. You and me both.
You know, I'm in the moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not even thinking about any of that. So it fascinates me when people can go live, even when they're with their partners. They can post these cute videos. And for me, it's like, are you really in the moment or was this staged?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if now my person is surprising me with...
A car, for instance.
You know, a car has to be a whole thing. It has to be orchestrated. You know what I'm saying? But for instance, a gift in the house where it's just the two of us. And there's a video, and we've all seen them where this person walks in
dinner,
and you know he's actually holding a gift in his hand, and he presents it to this person. Like, how did you know that when he was walking through the door, he was gonna walk through the door with a gift?
No, so definitely it's staged.
You know what I'm saying? So are they really spontaneous acts of love that we want to share with the world, or are they staged?
You see,
and that's why the whole thing fascinates me.
Loving out loud opens those things because I'm a private. You know, can you see how loud I am? See how very private person. Because my grandmother taught me, the most sacred, the most important things in your life need to be treasured, and need to be sacred. Your relationships, everything that is close and dear to your heart, you need to guard it by all means. Because apart from people, there are forces that are amongst and within us that are always not. Remember, human beings will do what humans do. They do not ever think that everybody claps for your award. Or claps for your achievement.
Mm, that's true.
Not everybody does that. Everybody is waiting. And hence, maybe one of the other conversations, I don't want to have it now because I'm going to go on a full rant if I do.
Which
the conversations around social media and our people, our pigment of the skin being the pull-down syndrome.
Okay.
And hence the birth of Black Twitter. We'll talk about it some other day.
That's a whole different episode.
We'll talk about it the other day. But what I'm saying is there are those forces that are just waiting. They're just waiting for something to just fall off. Immediately when you post, they like with an anticipation to say, we want to see.
You know, my relationship with social media has changed tremendously in the past few years, which is why I hardly ever post anymore.
Yep.
Before, I'd just post whatever I wanted to post. You know, I'd just share whatever I wanted to share because you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
With social media, you hold the power. You have the power to decide what you want to share with the world because this is not just your followers. Other people can see what you have posted.
Yep.
You know, provided your account
is
not
settings
private.
And stuff yes. like that. Yep.
So I had an incident a few years ago that forced me to make my Facebook account private.
Mm.
You know. And then after that, I was like, okay, am I going to make my Instagram private? And I was like, nah, I'm not going to. Because I use that for work as well. Mm. So it didn't make sense, you know. But after that incident, it then made me even more aware that I do have the power.
To control the narrative.
To choose what I want to share with the world. If I want to share with the world that I am in a relationship, Letabo, I can share that. If I choose to keep that private, but share throughout the day, well, this is what I wore, this is what I had for lunch, what I had for breakfast, what I had for dinner, this is what I snacked on, this is what the car that picked me up on my way to work, and I can share all of that. But if I choose not to share certain aspects of my life, I choose not to share those aspects of my life.
Mm.
You know, we have the power to share what we want to share, which is why when you go into a lot of celebrities' social media pages, it's all about their work. Mm. You'll never see anything about their families. You'll never see anything about the people that they're dating or that they're married to, because they choose to use those platforms for this specific purpose, you know.
But it's when you speak about celebrities, actually, sorry to just interject you there, but a lot of them would use them for personal, actually. I saw fairly recently, everybody was asking who the new boyfriend of Boiti was.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said she was not going to post.
And also, speaking of Boiti, we all knew she's dating Barkimang, Anton or Antonio.
Yeah, whoever.
Like, we all knew she's dating him. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, but then they were like, no, we're friends. Yeah, listen, yeah, I've got a male best friend, but we don't vacation together that much. Listen, come on now.
Yeah.
But how about all?
And I mean,
can we please respect each other?
You understand?
You know what I mean?
Many,
so it's like, for me, I felt she wanted to share that part of her life, but she knew that scrutiny that was going to come with it. And therefore, she was trying to control the narrative.
Mm.
But listen.
I mean, there's many.
It's out there.
There's many. I mean, everybody's talking about art is AKA doing his thing with Nadia, for instance.
Yes.
Right? And we're not gonna play the jury in terms of are they dating or not. But the point we're trying to make. The minute you post something, your power to curate then comes with a responsibility afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Hence why there's people now who are called trolls, right? They're waiting for whatever it is that you're going to post, and they're waiting to troll you. And you must be at a space, a mature space, to be able to handle whatever the consequences of whatever it is that you posted.
And listen, I think we've all been in love. And when you're in love, oh my goodness, you will do the most stupid things. Like, it'll be like you're having an out of body experience. Mm-hmm. And at some point you'll stop and ask yourself, who the hell are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, love has, you know, that true unconditional love has the power to make you just act outside of yourself.
Yeah. Lose all senses of the medulla.
Do you understand? So I understand these people who are so overwhelmed by this emotion that they want to share it with the world. And they want to laugh out loudly and say, this is my person and this is our life together. To be quite honest, I love seeing those posts.
But
I don't understand them. And I think I don't understand them because it's not something that I will never do.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't judge. And I would love to understand the rationale behind it, which is why I'm intrigued and I'm so obsessed with them.
Mm.
You know, because I want to understand the rationale behind it. You know, because yes, I have been in love, but I've never been so overpowered that I want to do cute little TikToks with my person, and then you know. So for me, it's like, but
what's
yes,
going
on? How do you guys get to that point? And it's really beautiful to witness. I mean, heck, I would love for my person was again. I step out of the house. I found this huge thing with a ribbon on top, and there's a cover, and then Hager, EG53. Yeah, hello, I wouldn't mind. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But you asked a very important question. Whilst you love that, when is it staged, and when is it genuine? You see, I think that's the point we're trying to understand, because social media makes it now, especially Instagram and all these live things. It's just
a lot of them are staged.
It's staged, but then it loses then the love essence.
The essence of it,
right?
Which is what you're trying to sell in the first place. The essence of this is who we are. We are in love. Look at it.
You understand? And for me, I have my reservations about those loving out loud in terms of wanting, or not, maybe let me not say wanting, right? But alerting the world that this is your love, and this is how you are experiencing it, and that's beautiful. But for me, I'm maybe it's because, again, old school vibes. Your love, no matter and however it is, it's still for me between the two of you, right? And beautiful if you can capture it in social media and allow the world to share it with you. But hence I said, we've seen it in many, many, many instances where you've opened now a door or an alley where people now are going to be waiting for. The same door that you opened for love must be the same door you're going to open for hate, for everything else other than love. So you should not now say when things go sour, because ultimately life is a
And you know what, I sort of get that. But also on the flip side, I sympathize and I get where the other party comes from. Yeah? Mm. For instance, going back to the whole Mini thing and how she was attacked, you know, we saw her relationship play out right in front of our eyes. Not even her relationship, but like the journey.
The journey to her
wedding, to her with her husband. We all saw it play out. You know, I mean, there was a whole show and everything. They shared that with us. And everybody was like, oh, wow, great. This is fantastic.
Beautiful.
We love it. We are happy for you, you know. And then, jiggy jiggy, they're getting divorced. Oh, that's sad. And they're asking for privacy. So for me, who spent a portion of my life.
And bought into their love story.
Not even bought into their love story, but I spent a portion of my life where week in, week out, I watched that show. You know, I was part of, I witnessed your journey. Yes, it was not in real time, but I felt like I was there. I witnessed that journey. And now that journey has ended, and just saying, no, you cannot witness the end because we want privacy. Why did you let us in the first place?
You see, that's the complexity that comes with.
Which is why I say, sharp, you know, from this side, I get it. I also get it from the other side. These two people who are going through the most, something that they thought would last forever, is now ending. And they just want to deal with it without having all these voices and all these eyes on them. They just want to deal with it on their own. I get that you will want privacy. Do you understand? Hence, it's for me, I sympathize, but at the same time, I'm kind of angry. To say, but you invited me. Now you're telling me I can't be a part of it.
Yeah.
But also, I sympathize with people going through that. To say, it's not easy.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with the most already on your own. You don't want now other voices coming in and saying, hey, ha ha ha. People writing think pieces about your marriage like they were a part of it.
Yeah.
Like you don't know what I'm going through. And even if you do, our pains and our experiences are not the same.
That's true. So, that's true. Hence, I urge you, if you are, there's an interview, I think, I'm not sure if it was done on BET or it was done by another network on television. I urge you to watch the Madida family interview, which is with Zex Bantwini and the wife, Nandi Madida. Absolutely beautiful interview. The most sincere interview I've watched in the longest time. And Zex said it, and the wife, it took everything for them to tell the public that they got married.
Yeah.
It took serious, it took a family, both families, a general consensus to say, okay, fine, this is what is happening. That is why they didn't invite anybody to the wedding, might I add, right? We just saw the pictures and, right? And both of them said beautifully, like you said in part of the conversation, we to some degree wanted to control this narrative. We have children that we are raising, right? And we've got families that we both now have merged together. And we have to balance all these dynamics together. Mm. And if, for whatever reason, we decide to play out anything, whether it is our love, our affection, whatever it is, whatever we decide to play out on social media, it would be something that we know that tomorrow we should be able to sit in the very same platform and say, when we asked about that, we can account for.
Yeah.
Because we opened the door. Any door we don't want opened, we keep it closed.
You keep it shut. If you don't want people to step through that door, keep it shut.
We keep it shut. Yeah. Because when you do that, you understand, both of them are big media. These are two big media plus personalities.
Yeah.
And we understand how everybody buys into us as individuals, but also as a collective.
Yeah.
And we need to always be cognizant of that in the back of our minds, that the door we decide to open, we open because we want to open it. And we are not scared to say tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, if contrary to what they see happens, we're ready for it.
Like I said, I love it. I don't understand it, and primarily because it's something that I would never do. It's because it's outside of my character.
Yeah.
But when other people do it, I don't hate. I don't judge. Mm-hmm. It's what they want to do, and we've spent so much time speaking about it in the context of social media because that's where we are right now.
And that's where it lives predominantly.
You know, yes, we also see it. I know I see it a lot in my circles outside of social media where my friends and their partners, they don't care about social media and they don't post on social media, you know, but they're loving each other out loud.
Yeah, I love
that. And I mean out loud.
I love that. I can handle that.
And for me, it applies as well. You know, they both apply that. Is this where we are?
Yeah.
Is it a requirement when you get into a relationship that your partner must love you out loud, that you must love your partner out loud? Or can you just have a simple, quiet relationship where y'all just get about your business?
And do it effortlessly. But I think finally,
love has never been effortless though.
I think finally, before we conclude, I think we started with Ricky Rick, and I think the loud part in that case becomes important if we flip the coin now to say, do we tell people that we love them, right? And maybe the out loud then validates exactly that. So maybe when you put it in bold italics, uppercase and dun-dun-dun-dun, as loud and as big as possible, it shows that. Because the argument can be, we need to then show these people that we love them, right? And maybe, as I don't know if you've listened to the sound bites of the late Ricky Rick, everywhere he's spoken to. I was listening to one just in the taxi on my way here, at where he did it for Josie FM, which is a local radio station in Soweto. He said, "Hi, my name is Ricky Rick. If this is my last, if this is the last time you hear from me, please note, I please note that may God bless you and know that I love you." Mm-hmm. That's his last one. And they if you go to Joseph, that's what they're playing. In between the segments, that's playing that. And he did it out loud.
Yeah.
And the question we will ask and probably will never get the answer of is, how many times did we do it out loud, or did he yearn for the very same thing that he did for everybody else, that people can reciprocate it for him? And maybe the conversation then on loving out loud, to a certain extent, answers the question of the degree of love and the affirmation of love, and showing the person that, look, I love you. Whether it is putting it on a, putting on a status, whether it is, I saw, I think it's Sasso from Dream Team. He posted a photo of both of them 2 years ago, and he said he wanted to post this 2 days ago because it was a year from the day, 2 days ago, before his passing. And he wanted to, and something distracted him because he wanted to show the love. Now he feels very bad about it and says, if only I did show the love. Mm-hmm. So there's that complexity as well to say, I firmly, even those Fage Prejin, but I appreciate the gesture and the affection.
You know, going back to Lorato Kanya's husband, Nana, I just thought of something.
Yep.
Going back to Ricky Rick, the reason at the end of every episode since we started the pod.
Oh yes.
I always say, be kind to one another, is because we are not kind to one another.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially to those around us who seem to be fine. You know, Lou, you my friend. You're always happy, you're always bubbly. You know, I might say something unkind, and I might say it jokingly, but kanti for when I go tlhaba,
yes,
it's the one thing that's probably going to push you over the edge.
True.
You know. So we truly need to be kind to one another, because you don't know what the person next to you or the people in your life are going through.
Absolutely.
Even the ones with the brightest smiles.
Yep.
They are going through the most. So we need to constantly be kind to one another.
Yeah. And if
you don't, if somebody's spirit does not speak to your spirit, cut them off.
And it's okay because
you're gonna end up being unkind. Cut them off. It's okay. It's not gonna be the end of the world. Unless Russia decides to invade, then yeah. You know. But other than that, no. If the energies do not align, cut that person off.
And it's okay.
It's okay. If it's gonna help your mental.
Yep. States, well-being.
Cut them off.
I believe. And if it means that you need to love them out loud, by all means, guys.
Oh, and if ever Lerato Kanyago's husband ever listens to this.
If he ever
considers getting a second wife, like Avila Bolusham, I come fully trained. Can I pay sleep? The text number. I get to
when are we couple fella Michelangelo Hotel?
Man. Not hotel. Kitranga Hotel.
I get it. How? He's dishing out hotels, Pet.
I don't want a hotel. I know what I want. I don't want a hotel. But him and I will talk.
Okay. Maybe, hey, Mr. I will call Mr. Khanyago for the context.
Mr. Lerato Khanyago, because Mr. we don't know him.
Mr. Lerato Khanyago. Maybe get to help this conversation move. Let's hope that you can then interact with us on our social media platforms. And maybe that's where you can get a hold of Oskhumi. How can he get a hold of you, Oskhumi, and many others?
Yeah, I don't know. Y'all can get a hold of on Facebook. We are Daily Sun. Or you can get us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You can tweet us at Daily Sun SA. Or alternatively, you can find us at www.dailysun.co.za.
And you can be able to get this and many, many, many others. Once again, a big thank you for you for listening. And we hope that wherever you sit on the fence, as far as Loving Out Loud is concerned, do understand that there are pros and cons to everything that we do. And there are cons for every action, there's definitely a reaction. And one of the actions we know that you're going to be engaging in, and we hope that you're going to be safe, is engaging in sex. And we hope that you're going to be playing safe by wearing a condom, everybody. Yes.
Helena, a recent study came out, barely Nago Eastern Co Western Cape, you guys are not using condoms. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Please, yeah.
But it's fine. We will not judge you, but you know you're wrong. That's all I'm gonna say. You're wrong.
Wakuzu khum. Guys, please make sure that you play safe, and please make sure that you're strapped throughout, and please make sure that you also get yourself vaccinated. If that's not your thing, please make sure you sanitize, you wear your mask, and you social distance, especially if you are in public places. Once again, everybody, big thank you for you from listening to this particular episode. Next week, we are doing our special 100,000 listen episode. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be sharing all our experiences for the past couple episodes, and we are still shocked that there are over 100,000 people that listen to the crap half the time that we get up to. But thank you so much for listening. Once again, from me, Mlungisi Mbele, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a G-scope, Muhammad Ali, sa protege. Roll like a butterfly, pass more than a beehive.
And she's still with Miss Yabby, and she's still without a cool outro.
It's Love and Light, everybody.
Keep on being kind to one another.
Please, guys. Absolutely important. Be kind to each other and to one another. Shop, shop.